Here on a Monday, we've been desperately trying to jerry-rig the phone system. As I mentioned off the top of the show, we're having some phone problems this morning, so hopefully we can connect with everybody's favorite blogger, Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. You there, Fred?
Hello, MacArthur. Can you hear me?
Yes, we basically have got the MacGyver of engineers working on our phones right now. I think we're basically communicating through two Dixie cups and a string right now.
Hey, whatever works, buddy.
You got it. All right. Well, let's proceed as if we were normal. And we'll start with Omar Khadr, who sentenced to 40 years in prison yesterday, Fred. This went down on a Sunday. He'll only serve 8 years over that term thanks to a prior plea deal. He's behind bars for 5 war crimes, including the murder of a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan back in 2002. Do you think that this court got this right, Freddie?
Now, listen, he's only going to serve 1 more year in the United States, right? Then he can be transferred to Canada. And then once transferred to Canada, he could be released. So it could be just 1 more year. Am I not correct?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay. But if he doesn't leave the United States, it's 8 years. Yeah, you know, this is a tough one. You know what I found interesting about this whole issue, MacArthur, is how it really didn't strike a nerve with the Canadian public. It did with the Canadian media, but I didn't stand beside too many water coolers and I didn't take part in too many Omar Khadr conversations by the water cooler is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I hear you there as well. There seems to be a real lack of passion, if you will, for this story or any sort of uprising.
Well, here, because of his ties to terrorism, we've all sort of been conditioned, I guess, since 9/11 to immediately side on the side that's against terrorism. But this one was very, very touchy. A 15-year-old kid, we've seen it time and time again, the way Al-Qaeda will actually train children to become terrorists. So what do? I mean, 15 years old when he commits this murder, so you nail his ass to the wall, and it looks inhumane. Yet if you let him go, that's just more fuel for Al-Qaeda to train these kids, knowing there isn't really a lot of consequence.
Sure, and you know, to your point, Freddie, it is kind of funny that, you know, you think there'd be a strong reaction one way or the other here, right, in particular that, either this kid's being victimized and used, or on the other side that he's only going to serve 8 years of a 40-year jail term. Are you kidding me? But the reaction of most Canadians is, eh.
No, I know, but I think that speaks to the passion of Canadians, because he committed these crimes, really, at 15 years old. He was a child. And even if he knew what he was doing, how did he get there to know what he was doing? Because he was conditioned, he was brainwashed by these evil, evil people. How can you not have a measure of compassion for that? How can you not consider that somewhere along the line? So I think, yeah, they got it right. The guy's been in prison for 8 years. That's horrible. A 15-year-old kid for 8 years, that's a big part of his life being incarcerated. And now it could be another 8 years. Yeah, that's pretty tough. But really, at 15 years old, listen, I can see room for rehabilitation. I really can. I can understand that side of the equation, given his age and given his upbringing.
Sure, and I think most of us would say, yeah, he's got most of his life in front of him here, and he can turn it around, hopefully. But there's others that are going to say this plea deal kind of stinks in a way here, that this could they not have got him, obviously, without his cooperation?
Probably, but who knows what goes on in these backroom deals. Maybe, you know, maybe there was a method to this madness. Maybe everything that I have said is what was behind it, that they wanted to come out looking that they had made a firm decision and terrorism cannot be tolerated yet. Let's give the kids some life.
All right, moving along here, we're with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com in his regular Monday spot, everyone's favorite blogger. And you blogged actually last week after the Rob Ford win there in Toronto, Freddie, about well, sort of the comedic element of Rob Ford and how many people are picking on him for his size.
Yeah, it's interesting. My point is, MacArthur, that, you know, he was a punching bag for fat jokes throughout the campaign, and I just, you know, I made the observation of if it had been a woman running for mayor, the same policies and the same platform, would fat jokes have been tolerated? And no, I don't think they would have. And I think it was a feeble attempt at the Toronto left to go after this guy. I mean, that's all they had left was, mm-hmm. You know, oh, he's fat and he's stupid. I mean, that was their defense. There was no, the Smitherman side, there was no, we will do this and we will bring this to the city and here is our solution. It seemed their tactic and their strategy was just to attack this guy, and I think it was unfair, especially when it comes to weight.
Yeah, you know, and you bring up, I think, a really good point here, Freddie, because, and we even joked here in this show that he's the Chris Farley of politics, yes. Canadian politics, and had some fun with that. But, boy, would that have ever have been off limits if this was, Christine Ford, not Robert Ford.
No, you're right. And I remember there were some mild shots from Hamilton, the MPP. What am I? I'm drawing a blank right now. You know,
larger person.
Yes. I'm sorry for doing this. Her name was right on the tip of my tongue. Copps. Sheila Copps.
Sheila Copps. Yeah. Okay.
Remember Sheila Copps? There were some shots at her when she was in government, and those really weren't tolerated. They were stifled pretty quick, but with Ford, it was just open season. And here's the deal. Maybe the Chris Farley lookalike, fat guy, maybe he'll be a great mayor. How about that? Has anybody thought about that? Maybe the gruff guy who really doesn't, present himself in the best way all the time. Maybe he might be the best mayor Toronto's ever had. What about that? Give the guy a chance. That's what I say.
And let's judge him on what he does, or more to the point, doesn't do in office, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And finally, here this week on your blog at CanadianThinker.com, you've been very vocal about Mexico, and I know your chant is say no to Mexico, and you've got more fuel for that fire.
Yeah, a Canadian businessman found over the weekend, been missing since October 22nd. They found him in his rental car, burned to a crisp in the trunk. And he was down there. Apparently, he was making Ergo bags or something, trying to bring an industry to Mexico and employ Mexican people. And apparently, he was kidnapped, which is commonplace down there where businessmen are often kidnapped and held for ransom. But this guy, it didn't even get that far, and yeah, his family concerned about a week ago, and then yesterday the police, if you want to call them that in Mexico, found his burned body in the trunk of a car. And I just ask the question, how much of this do we have to see and do we have to endure before we totally shun this country? Like, I would not go there on a holiday if you paid me. You know, if you gave me a free trip and my entire family, I'm telling you, I wouldn't go now, MacArthur. I've had it. With all these Canadians turning up dead in Mexico, forget it.
How would you answer those that say that these aren't random murders, though, Freddie? These are maybe bad people who are doing bad things.
Well, they are bad people doing bad things, but I don't like our chances down there. People falling off balconies and then people having their heads beat in with no explanation from the police, no valid explanation. And, then you go back to their hotel rooms and personal belongings are gone, and just a few tourists have been murdered as well. So, hey, if you want to go there, great. As I say on CanadianSinger.com, enjoy your trip. I ain't going.
Yeah, to quote Billy Crystal in City Slickers, you might get down there and find out this wasn't in the brochure.
Exactly.
All right, Freddie, thanks as always, pal. You have a great week, and we'll see you back here again next Monday.
Loving you, MacArthur.
Right back at you, babe. There goes Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.